News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This week is Parkinson's Awareness Week, and we are joined now by Frank Mullen, a 61-year-old from Donabate who plans to kayak for 300 kilometres down the Shannon River despite recently being diagnosed with the disease. Good morning to you, Frank. Why did you decide to do this?
Good morning, Ciara. Thank you for having me.
I'm delighted. First of all, tell us a recent diagnosis with Parkinson's. I suppose, how did you first notice there was something wrong?
Well, it's recent in that it's like early last year, but I first noticed lots of different things. And that's one of the problems, you know, the shaky hand was one of them. The fact that I couldn't sleep properly because I had restless legs was another. And just not being able to sleep and not having any energy. And I think that was probably the most trying thing of all, was the fact that, you know, there were things I needed to do, but I just couldn't get the energy up to get them done.
And just how big an impact is it having on you, Frank?
Because I'm getting treatment, it's having an impact, but I'm managing that impact. So, you know, in work, I'm lucky. I have a job that doesn't need me to be in the office very often, so I can work from home. And a lot of the work I do, I can do in my own time. And again, Payzone, the people I work for, are really, really good with this. And they say, look, you know, we know you'll get the work done. You just do it in your own time and that's all good. So for work, I'm still good. But, you know, if I put in a big morning, then I'll have to go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm just so tired.
You have to manage your time and all that kind of stuff. Tell me about this challenge. Obviously, this is Parkinson's Awareness Week and you're raising money, you're fundraising. But you didn't decide to just go for a 10K walk or anything. You're doing something really quite challenging.
It is, yes. And again, I like kayaking. I got involved with it with my two boys. We're in the Scouts here in Donabate. And one of the activities there is kayaking. I'm one of those parents who thinks, you know, if this organization is looking after my children and they need volunteers, then I'm probably one of the better volunteers. Just in my opinion, you know, so they're my kids.
Fair enough.
I'll get involved, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into kayaking. And I really, really enjoy kayaking. So if you're out kayaking around the cliffs and you just see the whole world in a different light from a boat that has your face basically 2 feet off the water.
Yeah. No, I haven't kayaked very much, but I've kayaked once or twice and there is something wonderfully kind of relaxing and meditative and all of that with it. It is a lovely thing to do. Does the Parkinson's make it tricky to kayak now or not so much?
Well, again, you need to plan your day and make sure you have the energy to do what you're doing. So it would be stupid of me to not take my medicine and go out kayaking late in the day and you know, let things get on top of me. So properly planned, it's fine. But again, you know, it's a combination of medication and staying fit and healthy. You know, staying fit and healthy is a real big part of dealing with Parkinson's, just as it is with dealing with everyday life, I suppose.
Okay, so you're going to kayak 300 kilometres down the Shannon. How long will that take you?
It will take 10 days.
Oof. So a big undertaking. And obviously you're doing this to fundraise as well.
Awareness mainly and fundraising as sort of a secondary thing, but just to make sure people are aware. And people are aware that, you know, if you have Parkinson's, it's a challenge, but it's not an insurmountable challenge.
Yeah.
Now, everybody is different with Parkinson's. There are 40 symptoms, and Parkinson's Ireland at the moment are, you know, advertising that a lot because it needs to be known. And nobody's Parkinson's is the same as anyone else's. So for me, this is my challenge and I think I can do it. For other people, it'll be greater challenges or lesser challenges. It all depends on your lifestyle and how Parkinson's has affected you.
Look, fair play to you. It's a big undertaking even without Parkinson's. And I think it certainly will do as much as it raises awareness, but it'll give people a great deal of hope who have Parkinson's seeing you go out do something like this. If somebody wants to donate, how can they go about doing so?
If you look for Paddle for Parkinson's, that's Paddle, the number 4, Parkinson's .ie, and the .ie is very important.
Yeah,
that will get you to our little site, and you'll be directed to contribute from there. And all contributions are very welcome.
And that was Frank Mullen there, who will be kayaking down the Shannon for Parkinson's, and paddleforparkinsons.ie is where you can donate. And
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.